Hey, you're still here. I thought I was the only one left in the building. Really? Is that true? As the boss, you always have to be the last one to leave. Well, that's why you get the big bucks, I guess. Hey, just before you go home, can I ask you something quickly? What's that? Leave the door open? Sure. Can I ask why? Really? You never have meetings with a female colleague behind a closed door. Why not? Oh, okay. Oh yeah, well, I guess with all the Me Too stuff lately, I suppose that does make sense. But the fact that you, of all people, feel compelled to keep the door open, I think it's a bit of a shame, actually. I mean, even though technically you are my supervisor, you've always treated me very professionally as a complete equal, and, you know, despite our ages and where we are in our careers. I'm sorry. I didn't want to make you feel old. Well, I just feel like I can talk to you about anything. But unfortunately that hasn't always been the case. I've had quite a few bosses who think that just because they have power over me, it means that they can paw at me whenever they want. Like, always touching my arm or brushing against my ass. And if they're not doing that, they're making some kind of thinly veiled sexual references or cracking dirty jokes just to watch my reaction. I mean, it's like really gross and immature. But the worst, is they taking my suggestions or ideas I've come up with and pretend that they didn't hear, and then later I find out that they stole it and take all the credit for it. I mean, come on. It's unfair, it's unethical, but what are you gonna do? God, I'm sorry, I'm ranting. What? You think it's a justified rant? Well, thank you. See, that response of yours right there, that's why I think of you as a mentor. And that's why you don't need to keep your door open when we're chatting. So I am going to shut it. And see, the world hasn't exploded. You haven't suddenly started to attack me. You're not trying to tear my clothes off, so I'm sorry. Look, I made you blush. I'm sorry. Let's talk about something else. So, how's your wife? Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. No, I don't listen to that gossip. I didn't hear you guys were having problems. Oh, you've been living in a motel? How long? What happened, really? She met someone else. Oh, that's awful. Look, I hope I'm not crossing any boundaries here, but I have to say, I think she's crazy. If it was me, well, I mean, it must be really hard on you. God, oh, my poor thing. So, can I say something? And if it gets, well, too inappropriate, just let me know, okay? So, from my perspective, as a younger woman, okay, I know you're not that old. Well, I think you're still, you know, quite attractive, and no, I mean it. Totally, like, you have a great body, and you dress really nice, better than most guys your age. Oh, and you seem so excited about life. Yes, you do. I mean, you're always trying new things, and you go to the movies, and you have great taste in music, and whenever I make a joke, you always get it. Well, you usually pick up on it. So, you've got a lot going for you, right? In fact, if you popped up on my screen, I'd definitely swipe right, okay? Oh, fuck. Did I just say that? Oh, God, I'm so sorry. That was so inappropriate. I don't know why I just blurted it out. Please, just forget I said anything. Please. What? You're flattered? I take it as a compliment. That's a relief. Thanks for understanding, I swear. I'll never say anything like that again. What? What do you mean, for the record? For the record, what? You'd swipe right too, if you saw me. Oh god. Okay, now I'm blushing. My face must be crimson right now. Well, thank you. That's very sweet of you. No, it's nothing. It's just, your desk looks so familiar. Did it used to be in the conference room? It did. Okay, that's how I know it. So you moved it in here, huh? Yeah, I agree. It's a really nice piece of furniture. That brings back some memories for me of better times. What memories? Well, shit, I shouldn't have never said anything. Let's move on, can we? What do you mean you can guess? Believe me, you could never guess. Not in a million years. Did it involve my boyfriend? Yes. Though he's my ex-boyfriend now. How did you know? What? You saw us that night? You mean having sex on that table? Oh god, I'm so embarrassed. I mean, it was so late. We were sure we were the only people left in the building. Why didn't you make a noise to warn us, or switch on the lights or something? Why didn't you say anything to me afterwards? What do you mean it had nothing to do with you? It was at work, for God's sake. I was having sex in the workplace. You'd have been totally within your rights to fire me. I mean, that's the very definition of unprofessional conduct. What is it? You got this weird look on your face. Come on, tell me. I don't get to stay silent after you've embarrassed me like that. What is it? You liked it. I don't understand. Liked what? Seeing me? Seeing me what? So abandoned? Pleasure. Oh, fuck. I can't believe you saw me in that state. Mortified. What else? Come on. You can say it. There's nothing you can disclose that'll shock me now. That's why you moved the desk in here? So can bring back the memory of me? The memory of me what exactly? Of me moaning and thrusting. Oh, and coming. that's a lot to process. You know I can get you fired right now. You know that, right? Hey. No, it's okay. There's no need to feel ashamed. I mean, your wife left you for another guy. So you've probably been celibate lately, huh? Yeah, well. Then it's natural that you're feeling frustrated. And I bet your desire is running hot right now. And with regards to moving that desk to your office, just because you saw me making love on it, well, everyone has their fantasies, you know. I mean, it's just, okay, I'll just come right out and say it. I have fantasies too, sexual reveries. Like the other day, in that meeting in the conference room. Even though it wasn't the same table, I couldn't help but think about it. About what happened in there. All of a sudden, in the middle of the meeting, I had an image of me just lying flat on my back, spread eagle across the table. I was completely naked while you... fully clothed, and you were watching me so, so intently. And that image of you, oh, staring at me while I was naked. Oh, it hit me. From touching myself and thinking about you, about how my body would feel if you came inside of me. Oh fuck! I can't believe I just told you that, but the truth is, I'm aching. Oh, it's been so long since I've been touched, you know, in a sexual way. Oh, will you kiss me? Oh, will you kiss me, please? It's just, it's wound so, oh, so tightly. Oh, it's like, oh, it's like I'm going to snap unless I'm released. Oh, fuck.
please. I just need to feel you inside of me. Is that wrong? No. Oh, no. Oh, there's no need to worry. Oh, it's just the two of us here. Oh, no one else. They won't ever know, please. Please. I just need to be fucked. I just need to be fucked by someone who knows what he's doing. Oh, I feel like you'd be really... I feel like you'd just be a really skillful lover. Oh, like you'd really know what you're doing. I know you'd know how to make me come. Oh, from the way you're breathing so hard. I think you'd really like that. Oh, you would, wouldn't you? Oh, wouldn't you, Daddy? Oh, please, would you help me cure this ache? Oh, I've imagined it so many times. Oh, how do you take me? Oh, how good you'd be. How good you'd feel to be inside of me. To feel me, to fill up my pussy. No. No, you're not abusing your position of power. No, don't you get it? Oh, I want it. You're not hitting on me. I'm seducing you. Oh, and right now, oh, I think my body will burst. Oh, if you don't touch me. Oh, please. Oh, I need you to touch me there. Yes. Yes, undo my pants. Oh, just rip the buttons off. Oh god, just pull them off. Oh, that's it. Just pull them down my legs. Oh yeah. Oh, my panties too. Quickly. No. Now let me keep my pants on. I feel more sexual than porcelain. Oh, just lift me up. Drape me over the table, yeah. Oh, you're so strong. Oh, I told you you're in good shape. Oh, now pose me. Just how you saw me that night with my ex. I want to be in the exact same position that made you so excited that you want me like this. Okay. On here. Is this it? Okay, good. So tell me. Do I look sexy to you? Oh, is my body so sweet and soft? Oh, my nice and firm. Oh, what about this? This little strip of hair above my pussy. Do you like that, Daddy? After you fucked me. Oh, and you lick me right there, if you want. And do you like my sweet, pink, glistening lips? Oh, look how moist I am, baby. Oh, look at those lips. Oh, puffy. Soft. I love being completely naked from the waist down for you. Oh, why don't you watch me as I squirm in front of you? I'm bucking for you. Yeah, baby. would you like to feel the head of your penis just slide into me? It's gonna feel so good. When my lips are split apart and your cock fills me up. It's something I've wanted for so long. Oh, don't take your pants off. Keep your clothes on. Oh, just pull your cock out. Oh, that's it. Oh, don't get caught in that zip. Oh, it's so beautiful. Fuck. Oh, I love that head. Oh, it looks like you need some release too. Oh, baby. Oh, poor daddy. Oh, has it been a long time? Oh, don't worry, baby. Oh, that big engorged head is soon going to be gliding in and out of my soft pussy lips. Oh, here. Oh, let me bring my knees up, baby. Oh, baby. Yeah. Put your arms under my legs. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Yeah, grab hold of my feet. Oh, spread me wide. No foreplay. I don't need it. Oh, please. Please. Please just put it in me. Put it inside me, please, baby. Oh, please, daddy. Oh, I'm dripping wet for you. Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, slide it in. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, don't go slow. Don't go slow. I'm so ready for you. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Oh, you're so fucking hard. Please. Oh, please. Just pump. Pump. Pump me as fast as you can. Go deeper. I'm gonna come really quick. Yeah, fuck. Oh shit. You're gonna make me come. No. Don't pull out. I'm on birth control. Are you okay? Yeah. When he thrusts like that. Oh, I feel the ache in my pussy. It's turning into this beautiful pressure. Oh, that feels so good. Just, oh, Teddy, just keep pumping. Oh, take all the pressure away from me, baby. Yeah, oh, good. Oh, good. I'm close. Just fuck me. Oh, free me, baby. Oh, shit. You're so deep inside of me. Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh, God. Can you come with me, baby? Yeah. Oh, come on, Teddy. Oh, empty yourself into me. Oh, fill me up. Oh, fuck. Your cock feels so good. Oh, it feels so good. Just rubbing against my lips. Oh, you're so deep. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, baby. Oh, fuck. Oh, please. Oh, please let me have all these. Daddy, yum, yum. Oh, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm coming. I'm coming. Oh. That was amazing. I was so ready for you. Oh God, as soon as I felt your cock just slide between my legs, I wanted to come right away. Oh my God, he was so desperate to be filled. I fantasized about this for so long. About you making love to me. About feeling you inside of me. So that when it actually happened, I just lost control. God, I love that feeling. Oh, just giving myself to you. Fuck. I'm doctor just wants you to breed me. Which I call you daddy. God, what was that all about? Maybe it's because the first time I've been with an older man, I really didn't want to fuck my dad. God, I'm sorry. Oh, God. Do you hear that? Shit, is that the cleaner? Shit. It is, yes it is. Quick. Oh, get yourself zipped up. I gotta get dressed. Oh, God, we gotta get out of here.